From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Luke Burbank, sitting in for Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Houston, we have a serious problem in the form of an astronaut love triangle.
First this, both Democrats and Republicans in the United States Senate call it the most important issue facing the country. And yet, when it came time to debate a bipartisan resolution on the Iraq War yesterday, there were not enough votes to even begin the debate. Even the resolution's Republican sponsor, Senator John Warner, voted to block debate. John Dickerson is the chief political correspondent for the online magazine Slate, and he's been covering that debate or non-debate on the Iraq resolution. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so they were basically debating, from what I understand, they were basically debating how to debate, right? And they couldn't even agree on that.
That's right. These were the rules for how to proceed on the various debates. The Republicans wanted a certain number of amendments to come up and be under a certain set of rules. The Democrats didn't want to give them everything they want. So when it came to the vote on how to go forward, the Republicans stuck together pretty much, only two defections. And as a result, Democrats didn't have enough votes and the debate couldn't proceed.
So what's the subtext behind this? Did Republicans just not want a debate at all, or were they being sincere that they wanted it to go in a particular way?
There were a bunch of different subtexts. Basically, Republican leaders didn't want to vote at all. And so they played a little chess here and ultimately helped the White House by killing all discussion since they couldn't go forward. Democrats, on the other hand, were also trying to game the system a little. They didn't want a series of amendments included under a certain set of rules that might have created this situation, a vote in which the only resolution that passed was one put forward by New Hampshire Republican Senator Judd Gregg that would have just said, we support the troops, would have stayed silent on the question of the surge. And after all of this work, Democrats didn't want only a single resolution passing that would only say, we support the troops, and say nothing about the surge.
Okay, I just want to step back a little bit, play a little before and after tape, because leading up to this whole debate over debating, I suppose, or just, you know, the Iraq resolution debate, there were several prominent renegade Republicans who were willing to contradict the president and stand up to him, one of them being Chuck Hagel. And here's a little before tape.
I think all 100 senators ought to be on the line on this. What do you believe? What are you willing to support? What do you think? Why are you elected? If you wanted a safe job, go sell shoes.
Okay, and here he is yesterday.
I have every confidence in our two leaders that they will work out a resolution where we will have this debate because it is clearly in the interest of our country. It is clearly in the interest of our troops.
And yet he did not vote to go ahead and have that debate yesterday. What happened to this maverick, Chuck Hagel?
Well, he put aside his maverick status for a moment because he and the others who oppose a surge but didn't like the way the Democrats were arranging the rules of debate decided to sort of stick with their team. It would have been too much of a break to essentially side with the Democrats in voting for the rules of how to proceed with the debate. So he stuck with Republicans. And I think he assumes, as do a lot of people in Washington, that they will, in fact, behave like adults, work out an agreement for debate, and actually have a conversation about the thing that voters say is the most pressing political issue of the day.
So what's going to happen next? Are the leaders in the Senate going to go behind closed doors and work something out so that they can actually talk about this?
Well, they're talking again today, and they're both judging how much political damage yesterday's shenanigans put them in. And it still is the view, although I must say people were saying this yesterday before everything broke down, it still seems to be the view among people I'm talking to that they'll work out something and that this debate goes forward. If it doesn't, then the Iraq debate will take a form in various other measures. There are funding measures for the rest of this year. The president also put forward his budget that has some money in it, obviously, for Iraq. So the debate will happen. It just we just don't know what form yet.
So, John, then it could be a roundabout way of getting at the Iraq issue then, rather than taking on the Iraq resolution head on.
That's precisely right. There may very well be a debate about Iraq everywhere, but not in this specific way about the question of the 21,500 troops that the president has said he wants to add into Iraq.
John Dickerson is the chief political correspondent for the online magazine Slate. Thank you, John.
Thank you.